So, Dave, why did you decide to do a five-minute segment?
Well, I decided to do this I've been thinking about it for a couple months. My friend Sal, who is a person on this five-minute series, has done quite a few different segments. He's talked to me. He says, well, I think you're ready enough to do one on your own. So for a while there, I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I was really ready for this because I'm really a good person to tag team with someone, you know, on different five-minute segments. But I said, oh, what the heck? I mean, it's just for fun. And we'll see what spans out. So I decided to do this five-minute segment on NASCAR. Because over the years, I've been a big NASCAR fan. As I said in my five-minute segment blurb, what really started me to get interested in NASCAR was Richard Petty. The king of the road on NASCAR, he had 200 wins at the end of his career.
His father was a good racer, too.
Yes, yes, he was, too. So after watching him doing that, I periodically watched more races after that. I've watched Daytona 500, which is like the Super Bowl of NASCAR. They start off the year with Daytona 500. You know, they want to really entice viewers into it. That's why they start the big race first and then the rest of the races throughout the year. So, you know, over the years, I've watched more and more races. Then once Dale Earnhardt Sr. took the circuit, it really hooked me in. I liked watching him a lot. Then after, you know, a couple years after that, he had an unfortunate accident. I think it was 2 years ago. He passed away at a track.
Did he ever win Daytona?
Yes. He finally won one Daytona after, I think, five or six consecutive tries, he tried to win it.
They did a movie on him. I heard it's very good. I got to see it one of these times.
Oh, it's very good. It really tells the history behind Dale Earnhardt. You know, what kind of an upbringing he had. It was rough. It was very rough. He had a couple of marriages. He had some kids out of those marriages. And one of the drivers that's in today's NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr., which is my driver, I like him a lot. He came up on the racing circuit, and I remember this one interview that he had with him. It was saying that you're going to have some big shoes to fill once your father had passed away. How are you going to do that? He's a classy driver. He really is. He says, my opinion on that is I'm not attempt to fill my father's shoes. I want to establish my own identity. So, I mean, he comes back with a really good response to that because he does. He has his own identity out there right now. He's having a rough year right now, but he had a good year last year, and I think he's going to be a very good driver in the near future.
All right. What were you trying to communicate on your five-minute segment on NASCAR? What was the theme?
Basically, I called it NASCAR Peace Theater, and it was an overall, you know, introduction to NASCAR, what NASCAR is. You know, it's a collection of all-star drivers, you know, competing against each other for the title of who's the best driver in the NASCAR circuit. And they have 36 races throughout the year.
And is Daytona the first one?
Yep, Daytona 500 is the first one.
Well, why wouldn't that be the last one and you build up to a climax?
I asked that same question to a couple of my fellow racing fans, and they asked me, well, they want to, you know, step themselves out of the ordinary, like in the other sports, like football, NFL, they have the Super Bowl at the end.
Yeah, and then you got the Super Bowl of racing at the beginning. It seems weird.
I know, it did. You know, when I first was watching it, I said, wait a minute, wouldn't you want to build up to this? And then I found out, you know, someone asked that same question, and they answered on television and says, well, our objective is to try to entice as many people as we can in that first race, and once they get hooked, they want to watch the rest of the season. That was the point of that.
Okay, for a race, how many miles is a race? Do they have a standard number of miles for a race?
It all depends on the track, you know, because some tracks are longer than other tracks. Like, you know, they range from a mile to a mile and a half to 2 miles around the track.
Right.
They could be semi-oval, ovals. They can be trapezoids. It all depends on the scheme of things, you know, what type of track where they're racing. And the mileage is, it depends on how many how long the track is. Like the Daytona 500, I believe that's a 2.5 mile track, and it's 500 miles, which, you know, translates, I think, to be about 250 laps around it.
Well, the thing I have trouble watching a race is that they're too long, where you just a lot of time watching going around and around. Did they ever think of shortening the races, and it might draw more people if they shorten the races?
There, a lot of the drivers brought up that same question too. Is that it's just, it's too hard on the drivers if it's a very long race. They're so clued in, you know, so tense when they're behind the wheel that at the end of the race they're emotionally and physically exhausted. And they said, why don't you just shorten the races, and so it would be easier on us, on the drivers.
And what's the answer?
And NASCAR said, well, you know, listen, if we did that, it, you know, the excitement wouldn't be there.
Well, and would it be more exciting if it's shorter?
I would think it would be more exciting, because, and plus it would be more cost effective too.
Is it a money reason that the longer the race, the higher your television fees can be, and then you can sell more stuff to the people there, the longer there, and then the longer the race, it justifies you charging a higher ticket price.
Right. I think what, coming from NASCAR's point of view, is totally different coming from us, you know, from the drivers and from the fans. They're looking at the almighty dollar. Yeah. You know, they're thinking more of a race on television, more chance for commercials, more revenue coming in. They're looking for the money side of it. They're not looking on the side of, they actually think, you know, by shortening the race, we'll draw more people in.
And I think it would make it easier, because some of these races, it is very hot, let's say in Florida and that, and wearing the suit and the helmet in the car, it's got to be hard on the driver. Yeah. And also, it seems like you would minimize the chance of accidents if you shorten the race, because when the drivers get really hot and tired, it seems like you would have more accidents. And plus,
I agree with that. I really do. There's a lot of fans out there that, you know, raise that question too. I said, you know, that, you know, that would, you know, make it more of an interesting season if the races were a little bit shortened, because sometimes, you know, you watch a race, it would go on for 4.5 hours.
Right.
You know.
So how many days does it take to get these 250 miles? Is it all one?
It's one race, day.
And how many hours does it take to do to get in 250 miles?
It would range, barring any cautions, so that means any accidents or any, you know, type of situations on the track, you're looking at a solid 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to watch from beginning to end, because you see a lot going around and around and around.
I mean, I know it's like a lot of following the leader type of, you know, that's going on in NASCAR. But I would say this much. A lot of the tracks are a lot more exciting than other tracks. You know,
is it more exciting to watch it in person rather than watching it on TV?
It's all about preference. I've been to a race. I went to a race 2 years ago. I went to Lowe's Speedway in Charlotte. I went to a night race. And I didn't feel the excitement like I do watching at home. I really don't. Because if you get, you know, if you want to take a break, you can walk away from it.
Right.
When you're at the race, you paid for the ticket, you don't want to miss anything. So you're kind of stuck watching the race.
And probably they charge an arm and a leg, like if you want to buy a pop or a hot dog or something.
They get you. They get you all the way around. The merchandise that you end up buying afterwards, because you want to take NASCAR with you, so they try to entice you to buy merchandise for whatever your fan drivers, wherever they are. So
if they have an accident, they would actually stop the race and they count how many laps the leader has, and then they just continue once the caution.
Well, I'll take you through a caution situation. For example, if a driver out there blows a tire, and you know, NASCAR sees that, if it's a hindrance to the other drivers, the caution light would come on. That's a yellow flashing light would come on. That means at that time the pace car will come out and the cars will keep continuing going around. Laps still count at this time.
You can't pass anybody.
No, you can't pass anybody under caution. At that time, then the the leader, the drivers in the lead pack, that means they're on the main lap all the way around. If they're not one or two laps down, get to pit first. And they take care of anything that needs to be done, like change tires, fill the car up, adjust whatever adjustments need to be done.
Right.
And then after that, then the caution, you know, light goes back, and then green comes on. Some cautions take longer than others because I've seen, you know, where a car wrecks, you know, crashes into a wall, then oil gets all over the track, and it's very slick, so they have to come out there and fix that. And you could wait a good 20 minutes to a half hour just to get that cleared up.
But they would still do the 250 miles.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, well, let's say if a bad weather hit, let's say a blizzard in that, where it would be impossible for them to keep going and going. Do they ever actually stop the race and say, we'll continue it tomorrow?
What happened is, if a dramatic rainstorm comes out somewhere, if it starts raining, they would freeze the field at that time. Wherever position cars are, that's where they are. They'd send them right to the pits. They tell the drivers get out of the cars. They would, you know, send them inside. They would freeze the field right there. And if the rain let up, they would come back on the track. If not, they would cancel the race for that day, and then they would try tomorrow morning, the next day. I've seen that done too.
Okay. Well, what's the maximum amount that they can just delay the race?
It's all to their preference. It's basically NASCAR's decision. That the commissioner of NASCAR is always at these races. It's his final call to decide if they're going to cancel a race or they're just going to stop it right at that point or to pick off from the next day. So, like, for example, at lap 100 and rain comes in and it doesn't let up, they just say they have this decision either to cancel a race at that point or pick it up from lap 100 and take it to the end of the race the next morning, the next day.
All right. It seems like these drivers like Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, they're like more like blue-collar guys and friendlier. They don't like have big heads.
Oh, like compared to today's racers?
Yeah. Today's drivers? Racers, or let's say if you take these basketball stars or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think that it is? Because they came from like working class families and things like that.
Well, I would say, you know, all these drivers they call them they come from the Hicks. That means they come from the South. So a lot of the drivers out there, a good majority of the drivers are from they're Southern drivers. That means that they have come from a background where is you know they had to fight and claw for everything they got. So they appreciate for what they have, so that's why they don't have big heads.
All right, is it true that this NASCAR, the origin of it was that people used to drive real fast with moonshine to avoid cops? Is that how NASCAR started?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I saw a segment on that a couple of months ago explaining the beginning of NASCAR. And a lot of the times after, you know, they were thinking, you know, at that time, they were trying to escape police, so they started all these car chases, thinking, someone came up with a glorious idea. Instead of making it like that, why don't we have them race around a track and award a prize to the winner? And how Daytona started out, they raced on the beach.
Really?
Yep. That's how they started.
Okay, how many years ago was their first professional NASCAR league where they had?
Actual first NASCAR race.
Yeah.
I would say back in the '50s, it was the actual first race.
50s.
Yeah.
It seemed like NASCAR has gotten a lot bigger than the regular racers, the Indy racers.
It's two different formats. The open car racing, that's the Indianapolis racing, or Formula One racing, if you like to call it, is different from stock car racing because they go a lot faster. You know, those type of...
What's the average speed of a NASCAR?
An average speed of a NASCAR stock car is about 210.
210 miles an hour?
And then for the Indy cars, you're looking at about 240, 250 miles an hour.
Okay, does NASCAR have time trials to see who gets the front position in
there? Correct.
How long does that take?
It would take probably 2 to 3 hours because they have to feel the fill the field to about 43 drivers. That's their average for each race.
Okay, so does one car just drive a few laps?
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's all based on time. So the fastest time goes to the top of the pack.
All right, how many laps does one car drive and where they take their his?
They drive two laps each, uh-huh. And the best of the two laps is the time they go with.
Oh, best of the two laps.
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember years ago where the Formula Ones, the Indy, that was a lot more popular than NASCAR.
I know, it was.
But now it seems like it's changed. It seems like NASCAR is like sort of grabbed the hearts of people that the drivers are regular, like working class guys are friendly, and they're like driving cars like regular people can drive, and
right.
sort of can, identify them with more.
Oh, I agree with that statement because, you know, a while back I said in my 5-minute segment that about 2 or 3 years ago NASCAR was dying. It really was. After Richard Petty retired, it really went downhill until Jeff Gordon, number 24, who races for the Ricky Hendrick team, DuPont team, he came aboard. He was a rookie in his first year. Of course, he just came aboard. All the other drivers were saying at that time, he's not going to mount anything. Before you know it, he has 5 championships underneath his belt right now. He's going for a 6th this year. So he revitalized the sport when he came aboard. He really did. And then when Dale Earnhardt Sr. came around, him and Jeff Gordon battled for a long time. So those two were butting heads quite a bit. So with those two in the league, it kind of gave a spark to NASCAR.
You know what it seems like unique about NASCAR? That often you see, like, NASCAR drivers, they die, you know, because of NASCAR and races. But then you see their sons, they follow in their father's footsteps. I mean, it seems like, to me, if my father died like Dale
Earnhardt Sr.,
I would say, boy, this is a horrible sport. Yeah. Why don't they do something? The owners of this sport do something to improve the safety. Because I say that one real bad thing I hate about NASCAR, I think they should do something because a lot of people are dying and getting seriously hurt. What improvements do you think they should make?
Well, they've made tremendous improvements over the years. Like, they have this one device called the Hans device right now.
What's that?
That is basically a security measure that keeps the driver in position in his chair inside the car. Whereas the old drivers, when they were going at top speeds, they were flying all the way around. Their heads were bobbing back and forth. I mean, if they get involved in a crash, who knows what body parts would go which way. Nowadays, everything is strapped in one position, so if they get into a crash, their body is secured inside the chair. So that's been a dramatic improvement because of Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s accident he had. Yeah. After that, they established the Hans device.
Okay, I was thinking, wouldn't it be a good idea to make these walls softer and let the people sit farther away? Because I've heard of people actually getting killed during races.
They have.
And then drivers hit the walls and they're too hard. Why couldn't they make the walls like softer, like haystacks, and let the people sit way, way far away so there would be no chance of a customer getting killed during a race?
They established that. They call it the softer wall barrier. It's basically it's a soft wall cushioned to the hard wall. If they hit that and they have some type of springs inside the soft wall to the hard wall, it would save them from hitting the wall entirely. So it would cushion the blow.
All right, I'm good they're doing that, but I hate to tell you this, Dave, but we got to finish this up.
So. Okay, well, it's been nice talking with you about NASCAR. So
thanks for the interview,
Dave. Yes, thank you.
And thanks for teaching me about NASCAR.
Okay.